The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Look at the Ukraine at the Olympics over here. 10, 10, 10, 8.
Welcome to Talk Radio Meltdown, our first show of whatever year it is.
The year that we haven't died yet.
The year of our Lord.
Oh, God. 5325.
Yeah. Welcome. It's Jack, Mike, and Red. We have a new board for the show, and it's road test.
So, should I just say this now?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. So I heard all the audio that you were playing, but I'm not hearing us in the headphones.
Your voices?
Right.
That was something I was concerned about.
I'm just letting you know, I'm not
My headphones
voices.
Are really fucking cranked up right now to hear my voice. Okay. I can turn yours up if you want, but it's...
I don't think I want to hear anything. All right, so I'll
turn it off. It's okay.
Oh, God. Here we go. He's on the ground on all fours.
A usual position for him.
Yes.
Can you hear now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, of course, it's going to happen when we go to break.
I know.
It's going to blow your fucking ears out.
Oh, yeah. When you go to play a drop, at least warn us.
Okay.
I'm
not going to warn you.
I don't feel like losing my hearing in the year of 2017.
Why are my ears bleeding?
Is this real?
Do it, Jack.
Really?
It'd help if I knew which channel. Which channel is which.
Bitch.
Actually, no, that not wasn't bad.
You're
no.
good. All right. New
Rest
board.
Assured what? That I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
Wait, play one of the ones where I'm yelling.
Oh, God. Which, hit 1 through 50.
Hey, I'll play the 14-second long one. You ready?
What? Had the final longest
words
one.
Cannot describe. did we do the foreskin story?
I don't know. Did we?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Maybe.
We got our new board. It seems to be working. I wasn't kidding Mike when I said it was going to take me a week to tweak it to get it.
It took you a full week.
It took me a full week to get it ready to go.
Am I surprised?
No. It's because somebody's really anal.
Yeah.
Really festive.
Why do you think he gets on all fours?
Really difficult.
Relaxes the sphincter.
It's really difficult when you have a puppy running around that's trying to hump your arm.
Or your butt if you get on all fours.
Boy, I can't wait for his balls to get chopped off. T-minus
how many?
Red, the night you met him, he was humping your leg.
Yes.
Well, now
he tried humping my wrist and then humped my leg.
Yeah, he's been doing that.
You felt dog dick.
I did.
Yeah.
And then he didn't hump me when I got in, but he freaked the fuck out. I don't know what it is about me, but
because you're his humping post,
I was getting the same reaction out of him that you guys. Kate was telling me that when you and Kate come home,
yeah,
I'm getting the same reaction. He's doing figure eights in between the kitchen and the living room. He's fucking just sliding into shit, like just going crazy,
yeah.
Losing his mind.
Yeah, he discovered
to everyone.
She said it wasn't. She said that mine was worse than your guys' entrance.
Because you're colorful, Red. You're everyone's favorite uncle. That's what it is.
Drunk uncle?
Yeah.
That's the best character ever.
Yeah.
Goddamn motherfuckers.
Snapchat.
The dog has discovered my arm and Kate's arm. And whenever he gets a chance, he will try to climb up on it. So while I'm sitting here trying to do work at the computer, my arm is in perfect dog range. So he tries to climb up on it.
Well, if you're ambidextrous, then you can just jerk off with the other hand.
Well, here's the thing.
Did you say ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. Who's ambidextrous?
She is doing the lounge show every Tuesday.
With her
ambidextrous, ladies and gentlemen.
She's the whole reason why 311 made the song Amber.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was
God.
So bad.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Get out. Get out.
Nope.
That was bad. Awful. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. Awful. I'm sorry.
Can we restart the show?
My dad joke was worse than your dad jokes?
Yeah, let's go ahead and restart the show. Eh?
Oh, my God. Really?
The following show contains explicit content.
Talk radio.
I'm not doing that.
We have done way worse and have not warranted a restart.
Yeah. We're not at that level yet.
No.
No. If a couple more dad jokes, you might be, though.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, we're live on morelikeradio.com every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Morelikeradio.com/live is where our chat room is, where Malinus is hanging out.
Hey.
And he said,
hey, Mal.
He said earlier, time for Jack to cue up a red sound drop, and then immediately afterwards, that's the one.
Again, it's like he knows.
It's the ultimate test of the new board.
And our Skype, we don't have a phone number for the show, but we do have a Skype account, Talk Radio Meltdown, all one word, if you want to get us on Skype.
Would you actually answer it?
No. And okay, I'll forget.
And if anybody plays the app Clash Royale, I started a Talk Radio Meltdown group on it.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Are you the only person in it?
Yes. So far, yes. Because I just did it like 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
But if anybody's looking for it, it's...
Well, hey, maybe you should have told us so we could actually get in on that too.
Well, fuck you guys.
Apparently.
Do you have to find room for that amongst your 75 games that you have installed on your phone?
It's way more than 75.
How many pages do you have?
16 pages.
I had pages upon pages, but now I just got tons of groupings. But anyways, so if anybody wants, it's because there wasn't enough space to spell out Talk Radio Meltdown. So it's Talk Radio Melt, and it's all one word.
Talk Radio Melt.
Yeah.
Thrill Ho.
What is that?
Hey, at least we got that in.
It's Thrill Ho. It's literally it. Well, it's the best game ever, and all he did is put his name in. Thrill Ho. What's this game called?
It's called
Clash Royale.
Yeah. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The castle defense style game.
That's what all the games are now. That's what's selling like hotcakes in the free to play market.
Yep, it's
tower
builders.
Tower defense, tower builders.
It's a freemium game.
Yeah, they all are now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's where you make your money though.
Except for Mario Run.
Well, I mean that's still
waiting on. Oh, I have to wait 2 months for that one.
What? No, Mario, it's already out.
Oh, the Android version.
The Android version. They get an Apple deal so they can get more money. Well, because normally speaking, Apple, you always get more per app.
Well, first of all, it's not really free. You play 3 levels and they ask you to pay $9.99 for the rest of the game. Oh, you didn't hear about this controversy?
It's freemium. That is freemium, technically.
No, but this is beyond belief.
Well, it's Nintendo trying their hand at the cell phone market.
And they fucked themselves big time.
Everyone's like, I download it and then I'm done.
Well,
literally, I finished the third level within no more than 10 minutes of downloading it. And it was already like, hey, pay us.
Here's a question for you. What other platform has Mario been available on that wasn't made by Nintendo?
None, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But again, they could have done it correctly.
I thought there was going to be a trick question going in there. Like, oh, is this an obscure reference over here?
But yeah.
No. It's seriously, they've never made a non-Nintendo Mario game.
But at the same time, when you go and do this for the first time and you fail as miserably as they did, they could have made another name for themselves. They could have revived themselves at least a little bit. But
Super Run Plumber Man.
And instead, no, they fucked themselves.
Yeah. So Clash Royale, look for Talk Radio Melt on that.
Like I said, man, it's not because of me. It's because of them. Not enough space.
Malice just let us know about this in our chat room. I guess one of the, cause I know a couple have already happened, but one of the first celebrity deaths of 2017, Francine York, known for playing the willowy Lydia Limpet, the bookworm's mole in the classic Batman TV show, passed away today, 80 years young.
Oh my God.
All right. I'm okay with that.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to be honest with you.
I watched it, but I don't recognize.
Well, not only that, 80 fucking years old. Okay. Yeah.
But no,
it's not like you're 60. You're 80.
Well, that's something we talked about during the last show, too. All of the celebrity deaths.
They're going to be happening. They're going to be happening again this year.
A lot of them were old. A lot of them were old.
But some of them that were younger were shocks, though.
Well, Anton Yelkin, but that's because his fucking car rolled into him. Like, that was sad. That sucked.
Yeah.
That sucked. But everyone else, was age 50 or older. Well, then and you all had died of old people-related illness.
Well, then this year, you already had the host of that Discovery show.
Oh, yeah.
Abby messaged us about it.
Mac?
Yeah, Mac. I can't remember his name. Yeah. Now, he was always bald. He didn't know he had cancer.
Oh, that's terrible, man.
I'm
terrible.
Saying.
Terrible.
He'd go Bic Smooth up there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got lucky. He got to play around with big, heavy weapons. After he left, I think it was actually a Navy SEAL too.
Yeah,
but like, okay, well, we're gonna talk about weapons today. Here's a grenade launcher. Boom, 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 boom. That was exactly. Fun. I'm getting paid.
Exactly.
Malina says that the Philips CDI had a Mario game. I know they had really bad Zelda games.
Oh my god, I forgot about that system.
I think they did have Mario. Did. It was like Tetris, I think, or something.
It was Mario Doctor, right? Dr. Mario. That was different.
Love that game.
Yeah,
fucking love
it. It was like it had Mario in it, but it wasn't necessarily like a Mario game.
The cutscenes were horrific.
Yeah, I think that was because of the whole PlayStation debacle. Right. You hear about that back in the 90s. The Super Nintendo. So Nintendo had partnered with Sony to make a CD version of the Super Nintendo
right.
to go up against the Sega CD. Yeah, and then the deal fell through with Sony, so they went to.
So they were just like, "Hey."
Yeah, well, they went with Philips, and they were going to make a system based on that, and then that fell through. But as part of the deal, they still had to do some work for them. So the Philips CDI ended up getting these just abhorrent Zelda games and a Mario game.
I think it had maybe a dozen titles in total for the entire life of the system or something.
Hotel Mario. That's what it was.
Oh,
called.
That's what it was. Okay.
Hotel Mario? Wow.
Yeah. Hey. Nothing will ever beat, Where is Luigi?
Luigi's Mansion?
No. No, there was a Carmen Sandiego style.
Where
game.
In the world is Luigi the plumber?
Exactly. Where you had to find Luigi, Carmen Sandiego style.
No one ever beat the game because they didn't want to bother finding him.
No one cares about Luigi.
Man.
It's me, Luigi. Fuck you.
Oh. No, he's Mario Mario. I'm Luigi Mario.
You know who no one really cares about? Waluigi. They got Wario.
Oh, yes.
And they have Waluigi.
And people love Wario. I love Wario, but Waluigi, you're like, fuck you. Fuck you.
You're a bad character.
Yeah,
character.
No, you know what?
Here's the money grab, you son of a bitch.
You know what Waluigi is? Caffeine-free Diet Coke. You always forget it's a thing, but it's always there.
It's true.
It's always on the shelf in full amounts.
Dude, caffeine-free RC Cola.
Dude, when I used to work at CVS, the Super Bowl, Thanksgiving, and Christmas and 4th of July rolled around. Those are the big four when it came to soft drink orders. And they would always try to push us on the caffeine-free Diet Coke. And we'd always be like, hey, we'll grab one case. And a case came with 8 2-liter bottles on it. And we always ended up with like 6 or 7 left over. Every fucking time.
Well, you know what it is. It's because diabetes is all the rage this decade.
Yeah, like if I'm going to get diabetes, at least I want my caffeine.
Malina said that it's Mario is Missing. That's the name of the game that you're thinking of.
Oh, is it?
I wouldn't say he was missing.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You played as Luigi. Yeah. And you're trying to find Mario. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're correct. Whatever. Suck a dick.
Let's talk about how this year started.
In
with Mariah
way?
Carey. Actually, it's not how it started, but
it's how 2016 ended. Yeah, the last time, last-ditch effort to get on the death list was her career.
Her career. It's nothing we really have to introduce because it's been all over the news. Mariah Carey trying to perform during Dick Clark's
I have to say, did
whatever.
We discuss this before in the last couple of weeks on the show? Or is this like the foreskin story? We were doing it off-air.
I mentioned it right before we went on air tonight, but I wasn't.
No,
here
I mean
last
like
week.
No, like okay.
What?
Happy New Year.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, it could
just the awfulness of the fact that she sucks at singing now.
Well, you couldn't have discussed it last week because it happened last Saturday.
Yeah, right?
We haven't done a show since before New Year's.
So you are wow.
I was discussing it with other people. Then.
Apparently,
wow. The foreskin story.
The
foreskin
all over story. Again.
At least I can admit it.
Well, I'll never forget, too, when Mike walked in like the week after that all happened and just said very defeated. I listened back to the whole show. we talked about the foreskin story during a break because it was never brought up right. once before. Reds freak out.
And then I finally had to admit it after I listened back to you. I had to sit through it. Yeah. It was terrible. It was
awesome.
Terrible. But yeah, the Mariah Carey thing happened. It was hilarious.
Now, is she admitting to herself now that she's not going to perform ever again?
She posted a tweet that said something like shit happens.
Oh no, she's denying her issues. She actually fired her road manager or something like that because he did a change that wasn't approved, and then that freaked her out and allegedly because she can't handle shit.
New York Times has an article. It's titled Mariah Carey's manager blames producers for New Year's Eve nightmare.
Yeah, this is the biggest one.
The producers are blaming the manager, and the manager blaming the executives, and the executives are blaming the PRs.
But I think that's the stupidest thing in the world. So supposedly the producers of the program botched this on purpose for ratings. You don't need fucking ratings. You literally... New Year's Rocking Eve does not need a ratings boost in any way, shape, or form.
Considering that people watch or not watch, that's it.
Exactly. Considering the guy that hosted it for however long it was on for like the last few years shouldn't have been alive and was still hosting it.
Happy New Year!
And people were watching to see how he'd screw up the countdown that year.
Right. But the thing is that even after his death, people still watch.
Yeah.
And drove. I mean,
it's because it's Ryan Seacrest, and everyone loves Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest out.
Not really. Love is a strong word.
Tolerates a strong word.
Yeah,
he's exactly. still he's still employed. That's it. That's he's still very employed. True. He so is people very, yeah. people like him to a degree because he still has a job.
But Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Oh, is she really the anti?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Does she really have to be on it every year?
Does she really have to be alive? I mean, really?
Okay, you're going a little far.
Look, all I'm saying is just, I don't know, maybe somebody polio rub up against her and have her caught with that, seeing she doesn't want to get her fucking vaccines.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm fucking standing firm on that one.
I'm just happy. You're standing while firm?
Yes.
Standing with a boner.
I'm just happy that Jim Carrey got away from that situation. Because remember, he got roped in for a little while?
It's kind of like when you get roped into Scientology, a la Katie Holmes, and then you realize you're like, I fucked up.
Leah Remini?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot that's tonight on 2020.
They're still doing stuff like that?
Oh, no, the lawsuit. No, the church Scientology is fighting back. The church is legit fighting back against her. And 2020 has an exclusive interview with her and like three other people that have gone out of the Church of Scientology. I want to see it.
That's independent of her own A&E short, right?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Let's get back to Mariah Carey here.
Okay. Sorry.
Mariah Carey's manager, Stella Bulyknikov, talked to US Weekly.
Stella Bulyknikov.
She talked to US Weekly this past Sunday about the whole snafu. She says,
Musenbul. She's so curva, hey.
So she's a French Russian? She's a French commie?
What? I don't know.
Yeah, fuck you. Wow.
That's a smorgasbord of fucking minorities there.
She's very urban.
Thank you, Red.
All you envision is his hands.
Mariah Carey's
manager.
Because
he's the only one who's got human hands.
Exactly, and it's kind of creepy.
Mariah Carey's manager here says, I will never know the truth, but I do know that we told them three times that her mic pack was not working and that it was a disastrous production.
Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know. Girl, you know. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You are through.
Wait, what was the name of Jessica Simpson's sister?
Ashley.
Oh, that's her name. Okay.
Yeah. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. She says, I'm certainly not calling the FBI to investigate. It is what it is. New Year's Eve in Times Square. Mariah did them a favor. She was the biggest star there, what? And they did not have their act together.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Dick Clark Productions said the following. They said their company would never intentionally compromise the success of any artist is...
Try again.
I am having a Dick Clark moment.
Wow.
Let me just read the whole fucking paragraph.
Sometimes words are hard.
Let me just reread the whole fucking paragraph. Yeah. Dick Clark Productions, which produced the show, issued a statement on Sunday night saying that Miss Carey's performance woes had nothing to do with the production and that any suggestion that the company, quote, would ever intentionally compromise the success of any artist is defamatory, outrageous, and frankly absurd.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what would
that's as close as a fuck you as you can get on a PR statement.
What kind of benefit would you get out of sabotaging them on purpose?
Unless you're the Beastie Boys, nothing.
I can see what you did there. Now that's how you do a dad joke there, Red.
Fucking suck a dick. Suck a dick.
Somebody needs to brush up on his dad jokes there.
Goes on to say here, in quote, in very rare circumstances, there are, of course, technical errors that can occur with live television.
Very rare. Yeah, okay.
Adding that initial investigation suggested that the production company, quote, had no involvement in challenges associated with Miss Carrie's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, the only challenge was her fucking voice.
Yeah. It just seems like she gave up to me. She walked out on stage, tried, and then just decided to talk over her own vocal
track. Here's my thing. The real heroes are the backup dancers. Because so I love this. So somehow she can't keep it. Being a professional who's been singing for, 30 years?
Yeah.
Can't keep shit together. But her backup dancers were on top of every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like,
You know why? Because they're like, we're not going to be the fucking excuse this time.
Exactly. Like, if the monitors were really out, then how the fuck did they stay up to the beat of the music? Huh? Huh?
Rock the beat. Don't rock the beat.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Woo-hoo. There was nothing wrong with the fucking monitors.
You know what they needed? Left Shark.
Actually, that would have helped.
Left Shark would have saved the day, I tell you.
Yeah, but honestly, she would never have allowed.
She needed both left and right shark to get
that. Exactly. Yeah. And apparently the whole thing was when you watch the footage, when she goes up to do like one of the songs on the right-hand side of the stage up on that little platform, yeah. I guess that the dancer that came up to her is her new boyfriend, and they were supposed to kiss at the end of that segment.
Yay.
On camera to like solidify their relationship. But instead, you see him like come over, get ready for the kiss if you look close enough, and then she like leans over into his ear and like you can tell demands him to pick her up because she can't walk around in the dress.
Pick me up.
And then he picks her up. Exactly. Picks her up, takes her down the stairs, and then like she goes into the front and then just fucks up some more.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing is a fucking disaster.
Hey, Nick Cannon, you funny.
I love how Seacrest finally addressed it on his radio show yesterday morning.
Oh, did you hear what he said?
Grady waiting until Thursday morning.
Well, did you hear what he said right after the whole snafu happened? He said, no. The fans love Mariah no matter what she does.
Oh, yeah. but now...
I didn't hear what he said, though.
So he's claiming that after... You okay
keep
over there?
Going. Just keep going. Right, Don't mind me.
The dog's not even in the room. MS you can't Mac even blame the dog. But he claims that right after introing her, watch out for the drink, sorry. So right after introing her, he was then like ushered off away from the stage and then had to go walk a couple blocks down the street to go to the other stage to then intro like the next segment or whatever. So supposedly he claims that he was never within sight of the whole disaster and that he only quote has learned through the media in the last couple of days what happened. Which I think is honestly a safe thing to say, but at the same time, you know, by the time he got down to that other stage, if it's true that he had to walk down there, I guarantee you by the time he got down there, he was already informed.
Maybe she should walk down there.
She's going down.
Like a walk of shame.
But yeah, that whole thing. Wow.
I'm looking at an article about this, and it does seem like he's playing devil's advocate.
Well, he has to. Yeah. He has to because he's the host, and he wants that job again at the end of this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you, whatever he makes in just like hosting that.
He's a dick of Ghost Dick Clark over here to get his job back if he loses it, so.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Yeah. So, the final death of 2016, Mariah Carey's career. But pick back up. She's going to make money no matter what she does. I mean.
I believe it.
It's like Ashley Simpson's still around. She's still doing shit. Like,
yeah, but not as much.
Fucking hilarious. Girl, you know it. Girl, you
know it. Girl, you know it. The best had to be the fact that I think it was 2020 or one of those kind of news broadcasts.
Nude broadcasts?
News, yeah, the nude broadcast with Barbara Walters.
Nude on 2020? What?
Exactly. So one of those type of
like
news
a bunch
broadcasts.
Bunch of Eggo waffles.
Was, what? Did you say anal waffles?
Anal waffles?
What is that?
A bunch of anal waffles.
Yeah, that's what Eleven likes on Stranger Things. They're anal waffles.
That's disgusting. She's like 13.
Fucking mouth breather.
So
anyway,
so when the Ashley Simpson thing happened, one of those news shows was behind the scenes that week.
Yeah, yeah.
Filming for filming at SNL behind the scenes, and so they were filming during the rehearsal the day before, and they got footage of her singing, and she had like strep throat or something, and she literally stopped in the middle of the song and was crying and went over to her mom and was being consoled by her, and that's when they apparently decided, not in front of these cameras, but behind the scenes, that's when they decided to do, to, you know, go with it, but lip sync.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that there was footage of her being in major pain, I don't understand why she just immediately didn't be like, yo, let's not do this. Like, I don't know. That was stupid.
Cameras are always rolling.
Yeah, they are.
Especially in this day and age.
Dude, I'm obsessed with dash cam crashes right now. Oh my God.
Yo, did you hear what happened on 93 the other day?
No.
Lamborghini crashed.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah. Is he driving like a dick?
Probably. Yes. Who owns a Lamborghini and doesn't abide by the rules of the road?
That is true. There was those guys earlier last year in, like, what is it, California, that were street racing down a one way, like a two lane road. Like,
oh yeah,
a
Paul Walker. Yeah.
did you hear that they found out that he had dandruff?
Oh no!
Because they found his head and shoulders in the glove box.
Oh, there you go.
Oh! Now that's a good.
You
dad
redeemed
joke
yourself
right
for that fucking Mariah Carey moment you had at the beginning of the show. There,
by the way, I give credit to my old boss Justin because he was the one who said that to us the very next morning after the accident.
I've heard that one a bunch of times, and I always fall for it.
I don't give a shit, man. I fucking hysterical.
Yeah. Boston.com wrote the fucking snippiest article about this Lamborghini crash.
Why?
Just because they can tell.
Because they can?
Yeah. Because they can tell, like, the person who did it
is a douche.
Yeah.
Good.
So write the article as a douche in the douchiest way possible. Oh. It just starts with, it's arguably unadvisable to drive any high-performance sports car on Massachusetts roads in the winter in any manner. And certainly not like this. And it just shows a picture of the Lamborghini up against a guardrail with its front bumper all torn up.
I got to say, considering that car actually is not damaged that badly.
It's really not.
From what I can see. I mean, I was thinking like total, like on fire, exploded, dead, you know,
carcass stuff. The hood is bent backwards and kissing the tail.
You know what the damage is going to be? When they get it up on the bed of the tow truck there.
Well,
the bumper's not going to make it.
Or the quote unquote damage that's going to be under the hood.
Yeah.
Once you
wreck the frame.
Yeah.
Oh no, actually I was doing air quotes because of the fact that, like, if you think about it, somebody owns a Lamborghini, you're going to try to, you know, squeeze them for a lot of money. Oh yeah, your tail end pipe joint thing, you know, the hip thing in the
front. That unicorn shift knob over there, yeah. $12,000.
Exactly.
Problem is that probably is a $12,000 shift knob.
It's probably ivory.
I underbid him by $8,000. Oh shit.
Dude, it's probably just pure ivory.
The Mass State Police had a field day with this though.
We did.
We don't use oil, we use baby tears. It lubricates better.
Here's the truffle oil that pigs find down in Africa. Imported.
State Police Trooper Dustin Fitch posted a picture of the Lamborghini after the accident on Twitter.
Good.
And the caption says, crash just clearing I-93 southbound in Quincy. Nothing injured, but maybe someone's pride. Hashtag ouch.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy.
And he's also a spokesman for the Mass State Police, so that technically is a comment from the Mass State Police.
Exactly. There was a guy who was driving, I don't know if it was a Lamborghini or not, but it was one of those high, like $100,000 fucking cars.
Yeah.
He was blasting down the back roads of Boston, doing something retarded, like 80 miles an hour on like a one-way street that's only like 20 miles an hour kind of thing. And he fucking hydroplaned, and I guess he nailed a fire hydrant, took it off, water everywhere. The thing is, like, almost considered totaled.
Yeah.
But the funny part was the fact that, like, I had heard this on some afternoon show on the radio stations around here. And the fact was that, like, it was a fucking exchange student. It was like it was a student going to one of the local colleges that was only 18 years old.
Ugh.
And he owned it outright. His family fucking paid the entire car outright. It was already his.
Affluenza.
Exactly. God.
What happened with that?
I don't care if I win fucking the Mega Millions for $800 million. My kid's first car is going to be a fucking shitbox.
Oh, exactly.
It's going to be a safety. It's going to be a safe shitbox.
It's going to be a $500 shitbox.
Yeah. But like, here it is. Here's your shitbox, you know, and enjoy it. Because you know what? You're 16 and a half years old and you're going to fuck it up.
Exactly.
And I'm not paying for a new fucking Rexus.
Oh, Rexus?
Yeah, I'm sure that kid, if that kid was not fucking from United Arab Emirates, he was fucking Asian.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they said.
All right. Oh, yeah. A bad driver, too. So you got to think that, right? Oh, my Rexus! You be here for... Oh, you get the car out now!
Oh. Whenever Mike does his Asian person impersonation, they're always pointing out, you've been here 4 hours.
4 hours. 4 hours.
Nope. Yeah, because we own the King Buffet. You'll be here 4 hours. No tiki, no laundry. No. Those Koreans, those dirty Koreans run the laundromat. We honorable Chinese. We have fast food. Cafe Ray.
Wait, who had Chinese food New Year's Eve?
I did.
Oh, Kate's parents.
Oh, no, New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. New Year's, Kate's parents were complaining that it took like 2 hours to get their order in.
The trick is you got to fucking call it in like 10 a.m. as soon as they order.
Well, you know what we did? We went to the pizza joint down the street. We were expecting that place to be a nightmare. We were in and out in 15 minutes.
Well, you know why? Because they aren't serving Chinese food.
Exactly. It's
true. Why is Chinese food on New Year's?
I don't know. I don't know where this started, but I love it.
I don't know. Ask the Jews. What they do Chinese? They do Chinese food and they do movies on Christmas. So right. I think we were like, "Whoa, that's a good idea." But maybe we'll go to the movies. We like the Chinese food.
But the Chinese places were already open on Christmas. Like they don't.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't talk about Chinese. We don't Chinese Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. It's a fucking bird.
It's a fucking bird. Oh my god.
Peking duck.
That's it. That's what they believe in. They don't believe in the jolly fat guy with the beard.
With big money.
It's the same bird that delivers their several children that they have.
Oh my god!
You got poo poo powder for eight. Only one person pick up every time. You eat a lot.
Wow.
I'm racist stereotype.
Good thing.
How are you not doing voiceover work again for the millionth time?
Good thing there's no FCC following this, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't think I swear.
It's true. He didn't.
Even sucky, if he did, sucky $5?
Even if he said he or she.
Well, I don't know. I have same haircut as my wife. Big bowl cut, straight back hair.
Well, even if he swore, you probably couldn't understand it.
Yeah, we swear in Chinese.
Don't you say that about my mother.
She's a very nice lady. Big tipper.
Wow. Going to hell, we are.
Someday we'll get that show.
The Asian American delegation would like to place a phone call to
First
talk
of all,
meltdown.
Do we have any listening?
You want to listen to someone freak out while they're playing Call of Duty?
Oh, this should be good.
I think it's Call of Duty.
Wait, hold on. Is it a 10-year-old?
Is it Call of Duty or the new Battlefield? Ah, it's Call of Duty.
It's either or.
Someone sent this to me. This was posted on the YouTubes a couple of years ago, but
the YouTubes.
I'm just saying it for the first time. This guy just flipping his shit while playing Call of Duty. I thought it was humorous. LOL, fags.
How about four? Oh, I'm flat.
A little bit. I just spit a little bit.
Oh my fucking god! Dude, why is it that when I flash somebody, it's like I just slapped them in the face with a fucking napkin from a little kid's birthday party? But when I get fucking flashed, it's like some big brolic black dude named fucking Raquit pulled a fucking bedsheet over the head of my head and just pristine the skull, fuck me! Spawn die.
You know what that kind of reminds me of?
Oh my god.
Reminds me of this.
Every fucking week, something goes wrong on his fucking show!
I'm just happy it wasn't a me drop. That's all I gotta say.
I was like,
fuck,
the one
he's gonna
time.
Play one of me.
Nope. A curveball.
He started smiling too. You were waiting for it.
I was like, ah.
Requeese.
I love that.
Requeese. A black guy named Requeese.
I'm sorry, but those names are redonkulous.
You know, Requeese, that's like a Recris. Remember that from the fireworks?
Yes. Shatina.
Bootleg fireworks.
Shatina.
Shatina.
S-E-T-I-N-A.
Satina. Satina or Shatina?
Satina.
Satina.
I know how it's pronounced. Trust me.
But wait, how is it spelled?
S-E-T-I-N-A.
Setna?
No.
Satina.
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 Satina. Sir. Satina.
Satin A.
Satina.
Sinead?
Sinead A?
Nevaeh.
Fuck that name.
I know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
I love Jordan, J-O-R-D-Y-N, but it's a female.
Was that last week when we were talking about the names when Kate came in?
Oh, it must have been because I wasn't
here. We were talking about the name because Kate was ranting about all the names
I don't even know how to pronounce this one. B-R-Y-L-L-Y-N.
Brillin.
Brillopad.
Brile. No, watch. Exactly. It's going to be like Bry, but then the L's are afterwards, so it just fucks you up. Brown,
and then there's Gwenita. G.
Where are you getting this from?
N-I-T-A.
Are you getting this from your work?
No, I'm getting this from online.
Oh, okay. It's kind of random. I thought it was like, oh, yeah, you know,
I just
work today. Random.
That's what happens when you read a lot of articles on your phone.
Let's take a break. We
need some more
beer. I need beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We did the top 20 top 10 songs.
We did the top 20 countdown.
Seacrest.
Seacrest out.
Oh no, what's the other one from 108?
Casey.
No.
Maddie in the morning.
No. What's his sidekick's name? Billy.
Billy. Oh.
Billy Costa.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No. He does the top 40 countdown every Sunday morning and evening.
Kate discovered this song like yesterday and said that
yesterday
it
must be
if
played.
She discovered it a week ago, she would have had this played for one of her top song selections of 2016. So I'll play it now for her because I love my wife.
By the way, you know what's gonna piss off Jack is the following sentence that's gonna come up. So if I had listened more to the Panic of the Disco CD before last week, yeah, I would have put that in my top 10.
What's the single from that album?
Well, there's a couple. It's called Death of a Bachelor.
Oh, okay, that's what I was thinking of.
And there's Death of a Bachelor, Victorious.
Victorious.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
They put on a good show, man. That was a really good show.
I thought I was actually going to piss you off because when we saw them open for Weezer,
yeah,
I just remember as soon as he left the stage, he looked at me just like, that's not the Panic that I grew up with.
Well, yeah, because it's just Brendan Urinal now, and before
Urinal?
It was... What did I say?
You just said urinal.
Brendan Urinal?
Yeah, you literally just said it.
And
we're never going to get him on the show now.
Thomas Crapper.
It was a full band when they first started.
True.
Back in my day, it was a full band with many people.
But honestly, I tried listening to their first three albums, and I didn't really particularly... I only cared for
Nine in the Afternoon
songs.
Is a great song.
It is, but that's one of the only songs I really like from them. And
oh, Sims. You don't like...
I don't like the other stuff.
You don't like any of their fucking... With their absurd long titles there?
Those I found
Closing the Goddamn Door Red?
I found those entertaining, but I didn't like... other than that one, was it Sins?
I write Sins, not Tragedies.
Right. That and then Nine in the Afternoon, I think, are two really good songs. But honestly, I tried listening to the rest of the albums and I just didn't, I really wasn't huge. And then the last two albums that they put out are way different style-wise, and I like them.
Hey, Red, I say Shotgun. You say...
To the face!
Fuck!
Oh, I just watched those Menendez brothers last night, and man, Shotgun to his dad's head. Jesus.
Guys, I got a question.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
I'm now at the Kansas River crossing. What should I do? Should I forge? Should I pay the ferryman?
Are you playing? You playing Oregon's Trail?
Yes, I'm playing the original Oregon Trail.
No way!
During the show, nothing changes.
That's amazing.
You are listening to Talk Radio Meltdown.
We're floating.
Is this the original?
We just fucking sunk.
Oh.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
I'm going to rub my cock on the wagon.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
The quickest and easiest way to get updates about the show is by liking our page on Facebook, facebook.com/TalkRadioMeltdown. Tens of dozens of people agree that Talk Radio Meltdown has the best page on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the best place to leave feedback, show prep, or anything else you want to tell us. Facebook.com/talkradiomeltdown. Now, go forth and like that shit, you heard?
Hey, you kids! Do you like wearing t-shirts?
I do! Yay. I do!
Well, do you like paying for t-shirts?
I do! Yay. I do!
Do you like having the shit beaten out of you nightly by your parents?
I do!
Yay! I do, huh? What? I do.
The Fallout Shelter is our incredibly original name for the Talk Radio Meltdown store. The Fallout Shelter has a great selection of short and long sleeve shirts, available in a variety of colors, sizes, and complete with our minimalist logo. Need to buy dinner for your family? Nah. Spend that hard-earned $11 on our welfare tee. Want people to question your tastes while spreading the word about the show? Try our I Don't Listen to Talk Radio Meltdown shirt.
Cause you probably don't!
TalkRadioMeltdown.com/store. Support the show. Buy a shirt.
Don't get yourself kicked ass 7-Eleven because you ain't wearing nothing, you loony tune.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com/store. Did you know Talk Radio Meltdown is on Twitter?
That's funny because neither did we.
Twitter.com/MeltdownRadio. Several hacked profiles will agree that we have the best Twitter account on the internet.
Even Tazon Day is following us.
Chocolate rain.
Disclaimer, Tazon Day follows everybody. We're not special and neither are you. Twitter.com/MeltdownRadio. Follow us today or tomorrow or whatever. It's Trump's America. You can do whatever you want.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order:
shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and
audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Red wants to talk about Star Wars. Red wants to spoil.
I will blow up if we don't.
You see, last week, y'all thought I was exaggerating these noises I make when I impersonate Red. That is it right there.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Wait. Are we about to do it? Are we about to do it? Can we do it? Please. Can we talk about it, please?
Yeah, no, let's move on to something else.
No!
You are listening to Talk Radio Meltdown.
I don't even know what the hell I was trying to say just now.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Everybody. Wait, can we do it? Can we talk about it? Gavin?
No! Drown like, you out with the new order there.
He's like your goddamn dog. You won't fucking stop.
Cooper is worse.
Yeah,
at least I don't stick my tongue down your throat and then into your ear.
Oh my god, yeah. And no, it comes out the ear too.
You just pick one and go with it.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, he was all over
That's
you.
That's gross.
Red wants to talk about Rogue One.
Yes, please.
Didn't we already do that story?
We already did the Forrest story, but Red wasn't.
You guys talked about.
Red wasn't here.
Was not here.
Red wasn't here.
To talk and about apparently, it. What Red wants to do matters now.
My God,
we start the show, bitch.
You're just fucking belligerent. You are belligerent.
He is a ginger.
All right, Red. What'd you like about Rogue One?
Everything.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, I loved everything because I loved episode 7, but my biggest complaint being it was just episode 4.
Yeah.
Just repackaged.
Repack.
Yeah.
It really was.
Pretty cool.
That was a
fan service. It was a very good fan service.
It was. And my biggest thing is the fact that the whole story revolving around a message that has to be delivered kind of thing.
Like message in a bottle.
Yeah, like, you know, his message in a droid. But still, like, I just was really,
unit.
I was really happy that that was not the main plot line.
A message in a dreidel? What?
Bottle.
But no, I'm not going to lie, man. The end.
Dude,
the
okay.
The end kind of sucked.
The end kind of sucked. You suck.
No.
Why did it suck? Why did the end of Rogue One suck?
Alerts, it's because everybody died.
No shit.
That sucked. That sucked, man. You follow these people through the entire fucking story, and then they just wiped out. Wiped out like fucking ants in a piss storm.
Yeah.
I mean, piss on ants.
Wasn't that now?
Somebody's got some issues.
I might be full of shit here, but wasn't that established already in the universe that happened?
Here's the deal.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. First of all, I just saw all the movies finally, so I have an opinion about this. Oh, sorry. Go on. What?
Wow, you're a dick.
I am proud of you.
Wow.
I am proud of you. You finally saw them. All but episode one, which. I don't know. I still feel as though you should see it because there are a couple of good scenes.
No,
seriously, man. One of the best saber fights.
Well, what did we say that the Topher Grace cut at 45 minutes long is awesome? So there is 45 minutes of good film in there.
Yeah, and honestly, half of it is the saber fight, and half of it's the pod racing. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I've been told I don't need to though.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
No. In all honesty, you don't. But just catch it on like TBS.
Jar Jar fucking annoys me. Shit. And the little kid, for everything I've seen about little Anakin, pisses me off too.
Yeah, again, feelings mutual. Apparently,
here we go.
Can't stand it. But no, seriously. When Disney bought the rights,
they were like
they basically blew up all of the extended universe, and basically were like, canon is only the movies and certain things now, and that is it.
Which is good but bad, because a lot of people who read the... Now, for anybody who doesn't know...
Yeah, Grand Admiral Thrawn and stuff like that. Yeah,
when other people wrote books...
All of the Rogue series?
Yeah,
with Wedge Antilles? Oh.
So all the books that were written by other people then had to go, before getting published, had to go to Lucas and get the... official stamp of approval, and then they were considered canon. The one problem is that a lot of people are angry about the fact that Disney threw all that stuff out, because there was a lot of backstory, especially with Leia and Han's. So like that stuff got thrown out the window.
Yeah,
which people are bullshit about.
Well, because there is a 30-year gap between 6 and 7.
Right, but I'm talking about like the fact that like Han like Leia and Han's, they had like 3 children. And in this story, they only appear to have had one. So, what are you giggling about over there? Whatever.
Hans Solo.
Sorry, Mr. Solo.
Hans Mole Man.
Hans Gruber.
What's the Millennium Falcon?
If only pod racing was as sweet as you, sir. I feel like I don't know. I feel like the whole premise of Rogue One was like, if you do look at like the universe, they might have said at some point like that everything that happens at the end of Rogue One happens,
right?
And then now we're just seeing it happen in front of us, like we're seeing it in movie form. So
I mean, the very, very, very last moment of that film though was fucking amazeballs.
The whole end of the movie was great. Mike and I were talking about this last week, and we both more or less agreed on this. It's a slow ramp up to a very epic second half of the movie. Starts off kind of slow.
It did, yeah, a little bit.
But like you gotta be paying attention. Right. But then once the second they get to the beach, that's it, dude.
Oh my god!
It's out!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, like Donkey Kong.
That's what I paid my $25 for.
What the? Did you really pay $25?
You went to see it in what, 3D in
IMAX?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you go?
That's what movie tickets cost nowadays.
No,
man.
No, they don't.
They do.
Nope.
No. Seriously. Out of all seriousness, where the fuck did you go?
I mean, it was only 2D.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about 3D. Yeah. Honest to God, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm talking about the total expenses to go to the movie theater.
Well, what the hell did you buy?
I thought it was like $25 per ticket?
Yeah.
No,
let's
total,
break this down.
Oh, okay.
Down.
Oh, total. Okay.
Okay.
So I saw it for free.
Oh, you
asshole.
Fucking asshole. He's Greg Hill on us. He has no idea what the fuck a ticket costs.
What's a ticket?
Exactly.
I fucking watched it on, you see that on Facebook? They post the links. I saw it on like a Blogspot website. Yeah, that's where I watched it. Yeah,
it was on Pirate Bay.
It came with this. It came with a cool gift too. It's called a keylogger. Have you ever heard of this? It's great. I don't know what it does, but my computer keeps turning off randomly.
Does your work pay for this?
Who?
Your work.
I don't have a job. I'm disabled.
Yeah, you are in the head.
My income comes from Uncle Sam. Yes, it does.
By the way,
the taxpayers of this fine country.
The best is if you go before noon on a Sunday at the AMC in Framingham with the nice ass fucking chairs that recline. Yeah, dude,
No one's there.
5:75
Is that the?
Oh, really?
Wow.
No joke. 5:75 before noon on a Sunday.
Now they got the. Don't they have like the yeah. dinner? Like okay. the dinner.
So
theater?
They have what 16 screens?
Yeah.
Eight of them. When you walk in, on the left hand side is the they call it the was the screen and fork. Or fork and screen or whatever, and that's the one where you can he can push the button man. And you can order the food. Like the waitresses come to you and stuff, and get, you know, take your orders.
Now is that still like set up as a traditional theater?
Oh yeah,
okay,
yeah. So it, basically, it's literally the exact same thing that you get on the other side, just with there's like
oh that's like the Lux. That's like the Lux seats at Showcase. Son,
I've never been to that one. So
yeah, yes.
But this one has like a yeah. like it has a plastic stick that kind of comes out and you can swivel it around. It's a little table. You got a little like a condiment section on the side.
That's exactly like what they have.
I like how you're doing the condiment section and it looks like you're
totally groping somebody,
fondling somebody's ball yeah. sack. The condiment section behind the chair, like.
But yeah, but one thing that sucks though is the fact that you can't obviously pick which theater your screening is going to be in. So you got a 50-50 chance though of if you're going to get one of those or not, which sucks. Because the other cool part is that you can order, you could literally just skip like the fucking snack bar and just go into the theater and push the button if you want and just order all that shit from there.
But then don't they charge you out the ass for everything though?
Well, I mean,
it's a movie theater. They charge you out the ass for everything.
Dude, like you're paying what, $8.50 for a large popcorn? Oh, and at AMC, unless if you're a premium person, you can't get a free refill. At Regal, you get the huge tub and you can get that shit refilled for free.
I just bring a microwave and I pop it right before I start.
You bring a whole microwave in?
Yeah.
Plug it right in the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a power strip right there. Absolutely.
Sir, my eyes are up here.
I've seen him do it, and he hides it in his coat so well. Like, you don't even notice it.
You don't notice it. Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those things you walk by, and people are like,
ew, and it's like
I smell fresh popcorn, but it's...
It's not coming from there.
It's a 1200 watt, and he turns it on exclusively in the middle of the movie to heat up his popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
So just in the middle, you're just hearing all the popping.
I wait till after the gun scene when it's that quiet retrospective part.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you know what? Fuck you. That's why.
Ultimate douche.
Did you ever figure out how to turn the sound off on there? I remember you were having trouble.
Well, yes, but I still don't.
Beep, beep, not beep, to. Beep.
Done.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that has like 12 beeps.
Yes. Oh man,
that's always my favorite. Getting a new microwave and when it beeps, counting how many beeps it is. Like, is it three? Is it three? It's three. Ah, it's four.
There's really, no off button. Wait, he really does. You really do that?
Yeah. Every microwave I've owned had a different number of beeps.
Beep beep.
Or like a double beeps instead of single
you
beeps.
You don't find this weird?
It's amusing. You got to remember, too, I was microwaving shit like 3 o'clock in the morning and forgetting to like when it hit one.
That's a dick move.
Because there are some microwaves that when you go to when it starts beeping, if you just open the door, the beep stops.
And
there
some of others, them don't.
Right.
Right.
It's like, fuck you. I opened it. Stop beeping. You're waking people up.
Stefan, my little Stefan, they had like one of those. They sell them at Target. They're like 800 watt microwaves you can get for like $50.
Oh, like the Magic Chef?
Yeah.
I don't even think they're $50 there, but anyways.
And it fucking, not only does it not heat anything up on the first try.
Right.
There's no way to turn the sound off. The beep doesn't stop when you open the door.
Oh.
It's got about 6 beeps on it, and it's about as loud as a smoke alarm.
Oh, that sucks.
So every time, if I didn't open it before it beeped, it would beep. And it wouldn't stop. It'd be loud. And to make matters worse, because Speedy was... Wow, that was weird.
I don't need a mixer. I just need Mike to grab a microphone.
Get up on the microphone.
Remember to never... I didn't touch anything.
Wasn't me.
I didn't touch a thing. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Was it Audacity?
I have no idea.
Is there anybody in the chat room? Can they confirm?
Malinus said that the audio got really quiet.
Oh.
Okay.
But that was like, maybe... Yeah, that was weird. Anyway,
that's back great. To normal. Yeah, we're recording now. Holy shit.
That's bizarre.
God, did that...
that really just happened. Is this real life?
God, that was a really good microwave bit, too.
I know.
Oh, man.
I was getting really into talking about the microwaves.
You can't redo that. You can't.
You can't redo the magic. Well, something to look out for with this new board, then.
Random cutouts?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's fucking it up. Out of all seriousness, that would be hilarious.
Doing it when you started doing that.
I don't know, maybe.
I'll have to look back.
Do it.
What do you mean? That was going on for a solid
God, that was going on for a while.
It was for a while?
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh, well, whatever.
Wow.
I guess you could say we're Mariah Carey. That's what it is.
Wait, should we just walk off right now?
just drop, pretend like it didn't happen.
Well, it was a good try.
Yeah. Yeah. So for all the podcast people out there, there's a solid 2.5 minutes of audio that's missing because it literally never recorded.
Yep. So you're just going to hear a gap.
Yeah. But I have no idea.
Not
what
a gap.
Honestly, though, even if it did record, he would actually go back in and he would like snip it and cut and edit and post. And he'd be like, I'm not putting that out there.
It's true.
I do that.
He does.
And I edit it so well.
Dude, that's why he's up until 4 a.m. after we do a show.
Yeah. And you can't even tell.
The hentai porn.
The hentai porn. Okay. Let me tell you about hentai porn.
We go from microwaves to hentai porn.
Well, no. No one heard the microwave stuff. So now I got to talk about hentai porn. I know nothing about hentai porn.
No, bullshit. You know that.
No. That's Kate's realm.
Where's Kate?
I haven't looked at hentai porn since I was 13.
Yeah. He looks a big black dick.
Yeah. Sounds like we're playing Cards Against Humanity right now. Hentai porn and big black cocks.
Bigger, blacker dicks.
Oh my god. So at my work Christmas party, somebody for the Yankee swap put in the bigger blacker box.
Wow.
And it's mostly females that work there, and it was a dude that ended up getting it, thank God. And he was excited, and I was excited for him. But then I heard three women at the table next to us go, what did it say? Did that just say bigger, blacker box? What is that? And somebody leaned over and oh, it's Cards Against Humanity. And they're like, what is that? I just wanted to be like, oh, I need to school you right now.
What's apples to apples? If you don't know that, I can't help you.
I was about to say, yeah, if you don't know what apples to apples are, you're fucked.
That's like the
quintessential child's game.
That's like the PC version of it.
Yes. Oh, I do remember actually playing apples to apples before Cards Against Humanity came out. And it was it was funny.
Yeah.
But it was always could you get a little bit a little bit PG-13? Yeah,
exactly. But then all of a sudden it came out and it was just like R X X
NC-21.
Did you see Carrie Fisher, her urn looks like?
It looks like a huge pill.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking.
It's a Prozac
pill.
And she picked that out, right?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, she did.
I mean, she had her her obituary already written, the thing that she wanted to have on her tombstone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was all set. Yeah, what was it, strangled by her own bra?
Yeah, drowned in moonlight, strangled by her own bra.
And the obituaries ran that. Now, my complaint about her obituaries was they didn't they put that line in there, but they had to preface it saying, oh, she said that she wanted to have this in here before she died, blah, blah, blah. And then they put the line in. Just put it in there naturally.
Yeah.
Just
let it flow.
Carrie Fisher died at the age of 60 in the moonlight, strangled by her own bra. That's how you
exactly.
do it. Don't lead into it saying, oh, she did, because they're afraid that other people are going to get offended by it.
Dude, she had an amazing sense of humor.
Yeah. It's like the Steve Martin thing. You weren't here for this, but we were talking about Martin was under
the backlash?
Fire. Yeah, because of that tweet he posted, and all these people were offended by it. But you know what? Carrie Fisher would have thought it would have been funny.
Exactly. Because he posted it because he knew her personally. These PC fucking pirates just need to go blow a fucking whale. Or something.
Go
something
blow,
to choke on.
Go blow a whale.
Go blow a whale and just choke on it. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Fuck. The whole point of that tweet was to point out the fact that literally what he described was her career and her life. Okay? She started out as the hot actress wearing the bikini, and then she became into a strong and amazing woman.
Yeah.
Fuck these people that have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Todd
Fisher talked to the Hollywood Reporter. He said that the urn that Carrie Fisher's ashes were put in, it's a porcelain antique Prozac pill from the 50s that was one of Carrie's prized possessions.
Wow.
They also had a private memorial service.
Where truckloads of flowers came in.
I don't think that this was also for her mother. I think this was just for Carrie, but they had it this past Thursday. Meryl Streep
was in attendance.
Yeah, she gave a eulogy at the memorial yesterday. Yeah,
Mike, I know you're really into Helen Mirren, right?
Like, I'd love to be more into her, but yes.
Meryl Streep, yes.
Yeah, she's, I was gonna say, what do you think of Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep is aged.
Meryl, yeah, she yeah. like yeah.
What about Meryl Streep and Helen Mirren together?
I totally tap that.
Where's
the Betty White in this though?
Jesus.
What do you don't Jesus that.
But she's so old, man. She's just turned 94.
Fuck. I'll break both hips. I don't give a shit.
God damn.
As long as I get to die saying I tap that, I'm good.
Now see, I'm going to the maximum age here, but like 94 is a little too old.
She looks like she's 60. Come on, man. Imagination.
Is 60? She looks like she's 75. Yeah.
No,
she doesn't look a day over 77.
Yeah,
look, she doesn't look like her age. She doesn't act
not
like
for
her
nothing
age.
Though. I would. Helen Mirren's up there above Meryl Streep. Just putting it out there.
I love.
Really?
Yes.
I'm the opposite. Meryl Streep's higher.
Really? All right. Well, you can have Meryl Streep, but I'll have Helen Mirren.
Oh yeah.
I love that clip of Meryl Streep on Stephen Colbert. She comes out and just grabs Stephen Colbert and just plants one right on the lips.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes out with him just right on stage. And it just his reaction was just like, I had no idea what the hell just happened.
Okay, I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah, I'm married, but I don't give a fuck. It's Meryl Streep.
She
was Helen Mirren. That wasn't Meryl Streep. That was Helen Mirren.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this one now. I'm just kidding.
Dick.
Yeah, but no, both of them.
I feel like half a chub right now.
Both of them also have just amazing sense of humor, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is especially Meryl Streep.
Which you need. You need that.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't laugh about it, then that's a problem.
Exactly.
Speaking of old people.
Yep.
Kind of. Girl Meets World got canceled.
What? Really? After
three seasons.
Three, okay.
Yeah. They have three episodes left that they filmed them in the event that the show didn't get renewed.
Yeah.
So it could serve as a finale. And,
See that? I wish there was something they could do. I mean, they were smart enough to say, hey, you know what? Maybe let's just film these this way. That if they cancel a show, you're allowed a 2-episode wrap up.
Oh, I know. I wish they would too. I hate these shows that just get canned,
especially when they're not like a Law and Order. It's not something that needs that. Okay, bum bum. All right, it's an episode. It's done.
Right.
I mean, that's what Firefly was. Literally, Serenity, the movie, was the 2-hour, finale. 2-episode wrap-up.
Yeah. Right.
But not every show gets that, and they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Or knowing that they're not going to get renewed. Like, Grimm knows they're not getting renewed.
Right.
But they know that before the season is done.
That show's been on forever.
6 seasons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a show, The Glades, that I really got into.
Yeah.
Lasted 3 seasons, ended on a cliffhanger, and then got canned.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're like, fuck you, what happened?
Exactly. Well, you didn't know if she said
never
yes
gonna
to
get renewed
to the proposal or not.
There are shows that do like only last like one season that end on cliffhangers, and that's
Because they think that they're gonna go for more than one season.
Right. But it's even worse. There's a show that's got Anthony Edwards on it. It was the last time he tried to return to TV and it failed miserably.
Anthony Edwards.
Dr. Green from ER.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Goose from Top Gun. dies and everything. He's like freaking Sean Bean. He dies in everything he's in. The show is called Zero Hour.
Do they have a movie together?
Oh my God.
Shyamalan twist. They both survive.
Everyone else dies.
Yes. Ding dong.
It should be a Shyamalan movie. Oh my God. That
would
great.
Be good. Wow.
Get in contact with him, Red. We can sell him this idea.
Which one?
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan ding dong.
He's probably always looking for ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the show is called Zero Hour. It got canceled after like 2 episodes, but the entire season was eventually aired on like UPN or some like syndicator channel. Uh-huh. And it apparently ended on a cliffhanger, too.
Oh! Always the worst.
I tried watching it because I like
wait,
anime Edwards. I tried. I got 2 episodes into it. And
you
it
were
was,
like, fuck this shit?
It's confusing as
oh,
all
that's
hell.
That's like me and Luke Cage. I only watched 2 episodes and I just can't bring myself to watch the rest of it.
You know what? I'm like
it's because he hates black people.
No, I just found it boring. It's just the typical, I have super strength and I don't want to do anything with it. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, the barbershop I work for got attacked and now I got to do this thing and then my pecs and then sex. Like, fuck you.
Now, I watch.
That was actually a pretty good rundown.
Pecs and then sex.
I watch all the Netflix shows on the Marvel Netflix shows.
Okay.
And Daredevil season 2, I am just having trouble getting through that. And then one of my fucking coworkers walks into work the other day and just yells like a spoiler about season 2.
What did he say?
He just walks in. He's just like, I can't believe Matt Murdock told what's her face. And I'm like, what? And he goes, and then he just looks at me and just goes, oh, I mean, spoilers. And I'm like, you say the spoilers before you say the spoiler, you stupid shit.
Yep. He literally,
you, sir, are an asshole.
He literally ruined the last second, the last
30 yeah, I know.
Seconds of the last episode.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean,
great show. Kind of my own fault.
Now, I like it, but it's just hard for me to want, like, I have to tell myself,
where
like,
are
I have
you
to,
in the season?
I don't even remember at this point. Like, I want to finish it, but it's just taking me so damn long because I can't get engrossed in it. It's always like, I don't want to watch a 45-minute long show just to get really pumped for what happens in the last 2 minutes. That happens with all these fucking shows. It feel like it's kind of boring. Some cool stuff happens. The epic hallway scene happens.
Oh my God, that was so good. That scene was so fucking good.
All these shows have a fucking scene that takes place in a hallway where a really epic fight happens.
That's true.
But then it's the good stuff always happens at the very end of the episode. I'm like, I had to watch the entire episode for this. Like, it's cool, but...
Yeah.
Jessica Jones had more...
Apparently you and I are in the minority on this one. Yeah. I fucking loved Jessica Jones, but
because it was different.
It was, but the other thing
I
was
January Jones.
Isn't she a psychopath?
Probably.
Did you ever see her SNL episode?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, she hosted SNL. It's considered like one of the worst SNL episodes ever because she was just absolutely terrible at hosting. Like really? Steven Seagal style terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high up there.
Yeah.
in the land of terrible.
Yeah.
Seagal.
Yeah, almost incomparable.
Wow.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, my thing was that the very begin, like I think the second and third episodes were kind of boring to me, I think, in Jessica Jones. But after that, as soon as, what's his name? The bad guy there gets introduced. You're good.
Oh, my. Kilgrave.
Yeah. As soon as he gets introduced, you're fucking, oh my God, you're sailing. Because he was so amazing in that role, by the way. I love.
Yeah. I'm just used to him seeing the little bit I've seen of him as Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I saw him in one other thing once and that was it.
And but you know what he's doing now?
Oh, what?
Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, is he really?
He's Scrooge in the new DuckTales.
I didn't know that. Good for him.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Good for him.
I tried playing the DuckTales PS3 game recently. Again. Yeah. God, that game angers me.
Why?
Because it's difficult. It's just a hard game.
Well, that's the re-release of the side-scroller, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's just difficult.
You're letting that kick your ass?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And I wanted to play it.
Hey, at least you're playing video games, man.
Oh.
I haven't touched video games in a very long time.
Watch Dogs 2.
Because I have sex.
I know. I do have a lot of sex, yes.
That's nice, Red.
as I was telling Mike and Jack one time, the only reason I say that shit is to make you go, oh my God.
Well, let me tell you, Red, you could either have a lot of sex or you could go out and buy Watch Dogs 2 and play that.
Why buy it when my birthday's coming up?
Because just get it somehow, because it's a good game.
Just like sex, just get it somehow. Oh, you fucking asshole. You son of a bitch.
Let me know. That's the only time you'll ever, like, clearly hear Mike's wife on the show is that. And it happened while we were trying to test everything earlier.
That is her Red impression.
We couldn't tell. Couldn't tell.
The rest of it, he couldn't grab because we were talking over it.
Oh, man. So,
it was funny.
So, Girl Meets World canceled after 3 episodes. Three seasons. I only watched about 3 episodes of it. The only time I watch that show is if someone from Boy Meets World showed up.
You watched all of it.
No.
Oh.
No, that show is terrible.
Wasn't showing her tits. That's why I stopped watching it.
That show's terrible.
No, Girl Meets World, the episodes...
Wait, which one's worse? Fuller House or Girl Meets World?
Fuller House season one was just bad.
Yeah, the first
season
episode,
two is good.
Right, I've only seen the first episode of season one, and it's only because everybody shows up in it, and it was very self-deprecating, and I loved it.
Yeah, season two is much better. They really? Improved like tenfold on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
it's, but then they killed someone, so...
They killed someone?
Yeah, Alan Thicke.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's because DJ wouldn't bang him. If DJ just banged him, then he'd still be around.
By the way,
Why care?
That actress, her ex-husband, so her divorce went through mid of last year.
Yeah.
And apparently he was like, oh, so first of all, he's a dirtbag because he's only making $2,000 a month. All right. And she was claiming that she was making $4,000 a month. And then all of a sudden he's like refiling for because he has the kid apparently.
Yeah.
But he's refiling asking for $800,000 because she makes more money because of Fuller House season two and the potential renewal of season three.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. That's the shit that but comes
dude,
out.
Jumping from asking for money by like a little bit of money to all of a sudden asking for nearly $1 million.
Well,
like, come on.
Because she suddenly has money.
Yeah, but she's always had the jewelry line that they mentioned and what was it? The other two projects she has going on behind the scenes.
Like the View.
Yeah, or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. But still, I just think it's a complete dirtbag move.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, she's successful now. Hey, let's take her back to court. Like, suck a dick.
All I know is that she's pretty good looking.
It's like a whale chode. I don't know.
DJ Tanner's a whale chode? Is
no,
that
her.
Saying?
No, oh, no.
That's what
the husband,
I heard.
That's
honestly, that's what I was getting.
Oh, fuck you.
That's why I kind of looked and I was like, okay, it's your opinion, man.
Yes, opinion.
She looks like a whale chode. Okay.
The huge
you know,
dick.
You know what I enjoy arguing with Kate over? Jodie Sweetin.
I'm sorry, what?
Would you say everything?
I said everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Point taken.
Exactly.
Oh, Jodie Sweetin. Jodie Sweetin's pretty banging.
Joss Whedon?
Joss
Whedon. I was about to say, who the fuck are you talking about?
Stephanie Tanner. She's really hot, dude.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, she's a former coke addict.
Stop looking me in the eyes when you're saying that, because it's kind of creepy.
No. Look into his eyes longingly.
You know who else is hot red?
Don't.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Don't break stare. Don't break stare.
This room is getting very creepy.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll see if the board persists through the break.
If it's going to be returned or not.
I don't know what the fuck.
It's going to get thrown out the window in about 2 seconds.
I don't know. I didn't touch anything. I don't know.
No,
what happened.
No. I saw it. I witnessed it. You didn't touch a thing.
It was like Dr. Grant, Jurassic Park, when the car's all shut down in the rain, he's
don't
just like,
anything.
He's like, I didn't touch anything. I didn't say you did. I didn't touch it. I know. Don't be scared.
Son.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I didn't say I was scared. I know. Chaos theory.
Get ready to go to work.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, we love hearing from all six of our listeners, so we have plenty of places where you can leave us feedback, questions, comments, or anything you want, especially if it's show-related, because, you know, that's kind of important to us. Leave us a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkradiomeltdown. Tweet at us, twitter.com/meltdownradio, or email us, jack@talkradiomeltdown.com. See, we make it easy for you to troll us from the luxury of your computer.
What up, biatch? Leave it to Tony.
Subscribe to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes. TalkRadioMeltdown.com/iTunes. It's the easiest way to get the newest episodes of the show. Each time we post a new episode, it will automatically be downloaded to your computer or iDevice. For all you Android users, you'll figure it out.
Apple Master Race.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com/iTunes. Subscribe today.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Oh my God, you're listening to Talk Radio Meltdown. Hello.
This is awkward to watch.
It's so distracting.
Yeah, the dog ran in here. So.
And I was trying to get him to make. He's going
sweet
in.
Tongue loves
he is
my
like
ear.
Wet. He is tongue fucking. Red's ear.
Yeah, he's skull fucking the hell out of my ear.
Well, I feel bad because he just ran into the door when I was trying to close it.
Well, you're a dumb fuck.
Yeah, but he didn't wail though. He was like, he wouldn't go.
He runs into
that
everything.
Happened. Oh my god!
He face planted into the coffee table last night and it didn't.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have any traction on hardwood or tile.
No, he jumped off the couch and just went like face first into the table.
Oh, he did one of those cat fails.
Yeah. Earlier today, he like hit his leg against the table and he was freaking out about that. But for the most part, he runs into everything and it just doesn't. It doesn't bother him in the least. Bye, dog.
Bye, Felicia.
He'll be fine. He's young. He'll recover.
You should have named your dog Felicia, even though it's a male.
Last night, we go out to dinner, and our server...
Where'd you go?
Margaritas.
Ooh.
And our server was named Felicia, and I was in the middle of talking to Kate about something, and she just walks right up to us and interrupts us, and she's like, my name's Felicia. Really just wanted to look at her and go... Bye, Felicia. Talking
so,
here.
There was one
I'm in the
time,
middle of telling a really good dad joke. Get it? Go, Scoot. Yeah. Scoot.
So there was one time I was at the movies, and our routine is that when the trailers are about to start, I always leave. Because
he's fucking weird.
I don't give a shit. Somebody who loves me supports me with this.
I know.
But anyway, so
she's an enabler.
No, actually, she just goes along. She was just like, whatever. So
yeah, because she doesn't want to fucking like deal with it. She's like, whatever, fine.
So anyway, so she loves me, whatever. So I was like, so one time I was getting goofy. I was like, hey, you know, bye, Felicia. This black woman in front of us goes, she looks at me. She goes, what? And I'm like, oh, I just said bye, Felicia, to my fiance. She's like, oh, that's my name. I'm Felicia. I'm like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. And then, no joke, the next time we went there, there was a dude wearing a shirt that just said bye, Felicia. And I walked up to him and I'm just like, yo, this thing happened last week. And he laughed. So it was good. Good times.
Cool story, bro.
I found $5 and I went to Subway.
$5. I was waiting for that.
And then I found $5.
Yay. And I went to Subway and got myself a turkey with footlong. By the way, footlongs are no longer $5.
No, they're not.
Nope.
No.
They stopped doing that.
Oh, after he stopped, after he started dealing children.
No, they don't have to pay him anymore. I don't know why they went up with the price.
I know.
Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches.
And then they think that $3 for a half foot long is gonna, that's gonna make everything good.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. I haven't been there forever.
I just go to the local places anyway. It's good enough up here.
Yeah, it's cheaper. The pizza place down the street. Really good subs. Big subs for $6.
I've been seeing a lot of ads for Jimmy John's lately too. That's
those are popping
here.
Up everywhere.
Really? I haven't seen one around here yet.
There's one in Worcester. Near the DCU Center that they just opened.
Oh, yeah, because I really go to the DCU Center.
They got
Center.
One in the plaza where the margaritas is just opened. It's Route 9 and 20. And they got one in Neat. They're everywhere, man.
Well,
they got one down the street from
the margaritas that is near my work isn't too far. It's literally like a mile down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's like... is Jimmy John's new or is that like one of those like chains that's just creeping into New England?
Creeping up.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, I Chick-fil-a? Totally with open arms, even though you're anti fucking
LGBT.
Everything.
Sarah posted something on Facebook the other day that was good. Something about Chick-fil-A.
Wait, she had that moment of, oh fuck, what?
No, something about Chick-fil-A. It was
being
great.
Delicious?
Can we talk about these status updates? Yeah, so she posts these status updates that are all titled Working with a One Upper.
Which are
right?
You need to make
which,
a book.
Which I gotta say.
You need to make a book.
She every once in a while, she's like, I just don't think it's worth. I'm like, I don't really like this one. I was like, I don't really feel like posting. I was like, no, you don't understand. You have a fan base now. People that actually follow you because of your updates.
And honestly, don't spend more than 5 seconds. Just type it up. Send it.
Yep.
Do it.
So she always tries to make sure that she writes down or remembers verbatim what the one-upper says, regardless of what she said or whatever.
That's
that
true.
Way she can't be accused of like embellishing.
Yeah.
Because she's like, there's no way I could reasonably embellish this. So she works with somebody who's a one-upper and it is the most, every other day there's a one-upper story, but she doesn't post every other day because she wants to save for the good ones. She doesn't feel like all of them are good.
No, just
like you're not watering down the not great ones.
Exactly,
these are just fucking great. All of them. So, her boss yelled across the way to her, goes, "Oh my God, I went to, or I wanted to go to Chick-fil-A. I drove by Chick-fil-A." Because everybody, like, everybody there knows Sarah loves Chick-fil-A. And she, it was her boss talking to her.
Yeah.
Drove by, thought of you.
Drove by, thought of you. This, the one-upper, not part of this, the A, B, C, your way out of here conversation.
Yeah.
I went. We weren't fucking asking you. But you're in an office setting, so you can't say that out loud. So I hear it when I get home.
I was going to say, you've heard some good shit.
Oh my
then.
God, yeah.
But you're fucking... So she posts this the other day, and Mike just... She posts it on Facebook, and Mike comments on it, says, "The only person to ever go to Chick-fil-A and get served on a Sunday."
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I drove by Chick-fil-A. Oh, I went. Really? Because it was Sunday. Oh, I got served anyway.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh my God. But their food is very, very good.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. I just want to go.
And it's, I mean, it's interesting because you'll sit in there and they, even though it's fast food, it's not fast food.
Right.
But they treat it like it's a restaurant, like the actual management staff.
Yep.
Like they go around, they're like, "Oh, do you need anything?"
But it's almost borderline creepy sometimes.
It is. It is. But the fact that you understand that it's like a like deeply Southern religious guy that created it, he's like all about, you know, making everybody.
By the way, have you ever heard about the weird thing that he does whenever a new one opens up?
Oh, he fucks a child.
That's, wow.
Masturbate to the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, so what he actually does is not as weird ingredient. As you two. By the way, I actually have packets of that sauce.
I have it in my pocket right now in my coat.
I'm gonna mix it with my beer.
Packets of jizz.
Yes.
Yeah. Like in the Heinz ketchup packet.
Oh yeah. No, no, it's a hard dipper cup right there. Oh yeah.
But no, he whenever
still,
a new
still
one
shaped
opens
like
up,
a ketchup bottle. Yes.
No, whenever a new one opens up, no matter where it's located, he goes there and then sets up a pop-up tent in it, on the concrete slab underneath the drive-thru window and then sleeps there the night before.
Wow.
Exactly.
So it can be the first one?
And then he then prays with all the employees just moments before opening it up.
Well, yes.
The praying thing I understand because of the whole
Christian. He's very religious. Can't get anything on a Sunday.
Exactly.
All right.
Unless your nightclub.
They literally are losing millions of dollars.
Unless your nightclub gets shot up. Remember that in Florida? Yes. There's the Chick-fil-A that opened on a Sunday to serve all the
That's
volunteers.
True, yes. Which was awesome.
Cleaning up after the Pulse nightclub thing. Which, you know, admirable. You got to recover your PR after that whole gay marriage snafu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, yeah, valiant effort on their part.
Right.
Oh, so, like, do you have to be religious to work there?
No.
I don't believe...
I think you have to portray yourself in the interview as being a righteous man or woman, probably.
Oh, I love God. I love Jesus. I speak with him every Sunday.
Don't go that far.
I love the Jesus.
No. He's hiring in the Jesus? North now. He can't do that.
I love the Jesus. I can't wait for his new movie. Yeah, he's going to be the Jesus Quintana. He's a bowler. Yeah.
You don't fuck with the Jesus.
That would be great.
You know they're doing that, right?
Yeah. But I think it'd be great if you went in there instead of saying, you were just like, "Yeah, I love Jesus." You know, especially when I went up the cross. Yeah.
He steals hubcaps from cars.
Dude, there was one time at my last job, my boss, he was on the phone talking to one of his customers and he mentioned that the driver's name and he called him Jesus without even thinking. He was just like, "Yeah, Jesus is driving the truck and blah, blah, blah." And
Jesus, take the wheel.
Exactly. That's all we could think of. That's all we were saying the rest of the day.
Nice. I just got to walk into the interview and just yell, "Allahu Akbar," and then leave.
No. We should send Abby in there with a fucking hidden microphone and see what their reaction is.
Oh God!
You don't need a hidden microphone. He's loud enough as it is.
No, you know what I want to do? I want to send Abby to an airport with a hidden microphone and just see what happens.
Not after today. No.
Oh yeah.
No.
The airport that got shot up.
Yeah.
People are talking about, like, are they going to extend the TSA to the baggage areas now?
I think so after this one, yeah. First of all, the fact that he had guns in his checked baggage.
Because you were allowed to.
I understand that, but I'm thinking that that's going to now change, probably.
That's a Homeland Security addendum right there.
Yeah. So this is going to be very interesting what's going
to
happen.
How are you going to be able to travel with your guns?
Loves my gun. Loves my gun.
Rent a rider. I don't know.
Rent a rider.
Rent a rider.
That's all I got to say. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you just saying.
Just saying.
I'm not saying.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be very interesting.
I posted this on our Talk Radio Meltdown
fucking
Facebook
hilarious.
Page.
Fucking Facebook. Hilarious.
Facebook.com/Talk Radio Meltdown.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet.
Auctioneers over rap beats
are better than most rappers today.
Yeah.
Anything's better than my farts sound better than these rappers nowadays.
Here we go.
1 55 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
Auctioneers love their job.
And if they don't, they're just sad, sad people.
You can't do that and be have a frown on your face.
Oh, exactly. And if you do, you're a douche.
Yeah.
Reminds me.
At 125, do I hear 130? 130,000 for this authentic Comanche headdress. I got 130. I got 130. Do I hear 135? 140? Do I hear 140?
B. 135 going once.
I'm the only one.
Oh, Family Guy.
Malinus.
Now.
Our chat room, morelikeradio.com/live. Malinus says, auctioneers are a gift to the world.
Yeah, they are.
Donald Trump blasting Arnold Schwarzenegger over the new Celebrity Apprentice.
What are you talking about? It's great. It's new. I'm the apprentice-nator.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't like the new Apprentice, and he's blaming Arnold Schwarzenegger for their poor ratings.
The bad ratings are a result of you being a part of the show initially. I'm getting the residual back of you.
They're just bad.
First of all,
everything about it's bad.
The ratings are bad.
You are bad.
No.
It's been, what, a three?
If I was so bad, they would have elected me.
The only reason they didn't elect me is I did not run yet. I'm going to run now.
You know what you showed me?
You're going to demand the Constitution. I'm going to be the next president of the United States of America.
You know what you showed me?
I'm sorry, the what?
America. I'm going to the Marine One. It's going to be a chapel. We're going to be getting to the chapel. Now, I salute you.
I want to argue with him, but he's funny. I'll tell you what your show needs. He needs a wall.
I don't need a wall. I'll break down the wall with my fists.
I didn't even know the show debuted. Well, I didn't even know it's on air now.
First of all, there's, what, a 4-year gap between the last season of the show with Trump and then now?
I think so.
At least 3 years, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I think people just don't have any interest in it. And I don't think that they advertised it very well because, like you just said, you didn't even know.
I apparently premiered it like the beginning of the month.
No, because all he does is tweet and take all my publicity. It's annoying.
Arnold, did you watch it last night?
No.
How come?
I was watching a rerun of Kindergarten Cop. It's funnier.
Wait, Arnold, have you seen Kindergarten Cop 2?
with Dolph Lundgren?
This isn't involved me, no.
Dolph Lundgren? What?
Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren.
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 Lundgren. Sorry.
Blah, he's got like a PhD of physics or something like that.
Sounds like you're clearing your throat. wait, do you have a cold?
Maybe. I have the sniffles. That's you.
I found out.
You
son
of a bitch.
We talked about this weeks ago. What we thought Arnold Schwarzenegger would say whenever he sends someone home on The New Apprentice. He does, in fact, say,
"You're fired."
No. That's not what you say. You know what you say. What do you say? What do you say to him?
You're terminated.
Yes.
Good. Sounds right.
All I know is that he's not going to say, "Hasta la vista, baby."
It's okay. He doesn't watch his own show. He doesn't know what he says.
I don't know what to say. Yes.
And they filmed it so long
ago. They tell me it's not worth watching, so I don't watch it.
Ratings are bad, but I watched them. They were good.
You watch everything.
I'll give you ratings gold. Just make me the host again.
Well, you also tweet about everything, sir.
Tell you what I tweet about. Mexicans. You know what I love? The taco bowls from Trump Tower. I love Mexicans. I'll tell you what I don't love. Car production factories in Mexico.
So who's paying for the wall?
The residents of Flint, Michigan. We're bringing the jobs back to Michigan.
So you're going to wall off Michigan now? That's a better option, but...
Oh,
it's like District B-13 over here. Actually going to build a wall around Detroit.
We're going back to 49 states on the flag. Trump's America. Odd numbers.
Wait, which one are you getting rid of?
Michigan.
Again? It's in the middle.
We're going to leave the top part, though.
Wow, Jack is funny for once.
I know.
Holy fuck. Mark this. We need a banner on the website.
I keep looking up at the waveform to see if the blur cracks out again. One time this happens, and then we have no record of it.
Jack was funny on this date. Never happened. Don't have the audio.
No audio.
Fuck you.
Oh, I will pee in the new board just to make sure this doesn't happen.
I'm going to stop before I ruin the bit. But yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah. So Donald Trump posts on Twitter. He says,
"Oh, really?"
He says, "Wow, the ratings are in, and Arnold Schwarzenegger got swamped or destroyed by comparison to the ratings machine. Donald J. Trump, so much for being a movie star, and that was the only season one compared to season 14. Now comparing to my season one, but who cares? He supported Kasich and Hillary."
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. How many tweets did it take for him to say that?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was about to say, there's only 140 characters.
And
or in Trump America, actually, if it was up to Trump, tweets would be way longer.
Oh, I mean,
it would be a book. It would be a book.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger replied to.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, there's a video of it.
Oh.
Oh. Then
after yesterday's election, I've been thinking a lot about this quote from one of my heroes, President Lincoln. I think it is an important message for all of us today. And I'm sure that you want to hear me read Lincoln's speeches in my Austrian accent. Here we go. "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell the chorus of our union when again touched. As surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." Isn't that wonderful? I love this quote. And remember, the day, the campaign is over, the election is over, and we are not enemies. We are neighbors, we are friends, and most importantly, we are all Americans. And we have a lot of work to do to keep America great. So let's do it. And let's do it together.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at Arnold.
Yes, you are, you dick.
I'm laughing at the fact that Tarara is looking me in the eye and mouthing the fucking thing to my face.
With the fingers and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't even look at him.
He also
said, what are you talking about? That was me doing the entire thing. It was not Arnold Schwarzenegger talking.
Yeah, for some reason, whenever the mic opened up in front of Mike, there was all this ambience in the background, all this white noise.
I don't know what was going on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger also said,
the world was acting up again.
I want him on the show so bad.
Right before he posted that video, he said, in response to Trump, he said, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll work for all the American people as aggressively as you worked for your ratings.
Oh, says the man who's taking the job from him. I love the fact that Trump allowed a foreigner to take his job.
Yep. Well, it's not like he goes to America for his wives now, so.
that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, and Omarosa has a job now.
Don't even get me started.
Oh,
my God.
I said this on Facebook, our Facebook page. I was always joking when I said Omarosa was going to be like his running mate. I didn't actually think she would end up with a job in his cabinet.
Everybody's ended up with a job. I mean, literally everybody that's making...
Everybody that sucked his dick.
Everybody that's making 7 or 8 figures in this country or have a fucking job under him.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. I mean, just fuck.
Well, we're all screwed.
Whale dicks everywhere. That's all I got to say.
I thought it was whale chodes.
Whale dicks, whale chodes, they're both the same. Not really.
When you're getting fucked by them, they are the same.
I'll tell you where you get
hurt a lot.
I'll tell you what you're getting fucked by. This.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Gay fucking shit. Oh dear, was that an error?
Uncensored Talk Radio.
I've actually shit twice today.
Jack.
See, this is what happens when you're a bitch.
Kate.
A nipple for you and a nipple for you.
Mike. Big Red.
I don't even know what the hell I was trying to say just now.
Talk Radio Meltdown. TalkRadioMeltdown.com.